Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. The station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Folks, there's a desperate battle going on in the United States of America. They've got to stop us before we stop them. All the people involved in the scam of COVID, the scammed response to COVID, the scammed vaccines, the scammed masks that have damaged our children and caused psychological problems and illness and disease and suicide and drug addiction, and alcoholism, and depression for the rest of their lives. All of them need to be in prison for the rest of their lives, breaking rocks, or get the death penalty. They need to be sent to Guantanamo, and they deserve the death penalty. This is mass murder, not only of our children, of you, of the adults of America, and not only you, but the wonderful military, our heroes. They're trying to murder our heroes. Before I expound on all that, it turns out I was right about everything. Look around you. The governors, Democrat blue state governors, announcing no more masks. Why? You needed them yesterday. You don't need them today. You never needed them. Masks were a joke from day one. And soon the history books will be replete with the knowledge that they all knew that the vaccines were going to murder their own citizens, and they made it happen. They encouraged it to happen. They put lotteries in place so you could win $100,000 or $1 million if you get a vaccine. They murdered you, your own citizens. You don't believe me? Pfizer has quietly added language warning that unfavorable preclinical, clinical, or safety data may impact their business. Do you understand? They have been fighting for months behind the scenes to not have to release all the clinical data that showed first that 85% of all the people exposed to COVID, once they were vaccinated, got COVID anyway. And they released the vaccine knowing it did nothing. Number two, their data showed people were dying and dropping of heart attacks and strokes like flies. And they don't want to show it to you because it'll then be obvious they committed mass murder on you. They murdered the American people and people all over the world. And they didn't care because they made billions and billions and billions of dollars. Pfizer just forecast $54 billion. $54 billion in COVID-related sales in 2022. Forget about what they made in 2021. But suddenly, they're anticipating bad news. Because the judge ruled they've got to release the clinical data and the preclinical data and the safety data. And as Rubicon Capital's Kelly Brown notes on Twitter, the changes center around disclosures of unfavorable safety data. And they buried this in a recent report. Pfizer now highlighting concerns about clinical data integrity. More from Brown, who notes that Pfizer is now highlighting concerns about clinical data integrity, challenges related to public confidence or awareness of our COVID-19 vaccine or Paxlovid, including challenges driven by misinformation, concerns about clinical data integrity, and prescriber and pharmacy education. What they're saying is, in English, is that we knew you were going to die when we gave you the vaccine. We knew many of you would die. We knew many of you would get sick. We knew that cancer would explode. We knew that heart attacks would explode. We knew that strokes would explode. Yet we pushed it and then pushed it on children. And this kind of sums up what's going on in the country today, because those fabulous truckers in Canada, as I call them, my mother truckers, have changed the world and inspired the world. They won't move. They've blocked the entire capital of Ottawa, and they won't go. And the police took their gasoline away from them so they would freeze to death. And the people have come out by the thousands carrying gas cans. Folks, we've got to get trucker convoys to block America, block the highways, block the borders, block Washington, D.C., block all 50 state capitals, to every blue capital. But I told you something happened that shows you how they're all on the take. The Ottawa police chief that ordered the police to take away the gasoline from the truckers, they'd freeze to death, take away their food. The Ottawa police chief worked for the company that built the vaccine tracking system for the feds. And now he wants to use the power of government to force the freedom truckers out of Ottawa. Do you understand what's going on? All our politicians are corrupt. Every single one of them. They don't want a French Revolution. They don't want to hang. They don't want their heads chopped off by a guillotine. So they've got to silence us. They've got to stop us. They've got to shut us up. But the people in Canada are proving the Americans are so much cooler than the people in Canada. The people in Canada are order followers. The Canadians are very nice, polite people, but they're order followers. Americans are kicker door downers. You know, we're guys that kick the door down. We're the Marines in Beirut. We're the guys that kill the enemy in Afghanistan and Iraq and on the shores of Okinawa and Iwo Jima and the Battle of the Bulge and D-Day and the Civil War. We are the most violent you-know-what kickers in the entire world. And we don't take crap from anyone, because everyone in America came from another country. Then they fought to get here, and they wanted freedom, and they loved breathing the air of freedom. Canadians are nothing like us. They're so nice. They're so polite. They're so reserved. They listen to all the rules. They listen to all the orders. Americans, no one's like that. So if the Canadians can break the rules when everybody thought they'd listen forever and walk off the cliff, if the Premier Justin Trudeau told them to walk off the cliff, they'd walk off the cliff and commit suicide. They didn't listen. They're coming out by the millions to support the truckers. Now they're coming out with gasoline. The Ottawa mayor threatened anyone with a gas can offering any support to the truck drivers that they'd be under arrest. And this is how they responded. They came out by the thousands with gas and food and water. They're on the side of the truckers. They've had it. They're finished. So what should we be doing? We've had it, and we're finished. Here's another example. The people that run your country. Hunter Biden tried to broker an energy deal with China's state-owned oil company, and they have emails to prove it. Folks, they're all on the take. They're all bought and paid for by China. Our entire country, all the politicians are bought and paid for by China. I'm going to have to be a little calmer and lower my voice, because I'm going to lose my voice. I can't do it anymore. I see what's happening to our country, and I'm crying, and I can't take it anymore. The good people are being silenced. The good people are in jail. The Washington prison, the Washington, D.C. jail, treated like garbage, having crap thrown at them. They're peeing on them through the jail bars. They're beating them. They're tear gassing them. And they didn't commit crimes. They were at a peaceful protest. They were let in. The January 6th event was infiltrated by liberals. It was coordinated by Nancy Pelosi and the Capitol Police and the mayor of Washington, D.C. It's so clear. And this is an opinion show. And that's my opinion. And these people are being tortured in America while the Black Lives Matter people get away with anything and everything, including murder, burning, looting, torching. But what they're doing to the military, that gives you the tip-off to what they're doing to you and your children. The Department of Defense caught in a major scandal. U.S. military caught in severe data manipulation. You heard it first on this show. Thomas Renz was a guest on this show, and he said, "We caught them red-handed. We used video cameras to film
the real numbers before we knew they would change them that show that the military is dying, that they're murdering military members. They're all getting cancer, heart disease, strokes, massive neurological disease problems, infertility, miscarriages. The list is long. Strokes, blood clots. And he said we knew they would change the numbers when our whistleblowers came out. So we filmed the real numbers. And they watched in real time as the military computer people changed the numbers on the screen. So suddenly there wasn't a 300% increase in cancer. Suddenly there wasn't a 500% increase in this disease and a 1,000% increase in that disease. Suddenly it wasn't clear that you're killing the military. And who are you killing the military on behalf? Who stands to gain if the military is sick and crippled and dead? It's China. We're killing our military boys and girls. The heroes willing to die for our country aren't dying on a battlefield. They're dying because their hearts are bursting, because their veins are exploding with blood clots and strokes and 100 other diseases and massive cancer from an average of 36,000 a year with cancer in the military to finally, after the vaccines, over 120,000 with cancer. The numbers are staggering. And they changed the number. A recent report at the Blaze on the Department of Defense manipulating epidemiological data after the initial data for increase of 988% in doctor visits by U.S. military members in 2021. What happened in 2021? Mandatory COVID vaccines. How about ambulatory care in the military is 10 times higher than in 2016? Folks, people are dying. People are dying. The numbers are staggering. And they're trying to cover it up and change the numbers on the computer screen. And they caught it on video in real time. What do you think that proves about what's happening in regular society to you and me? They're killing us.
You know, I've told you how much my feet hurt from time to time. And I've also told you how much I enjoy getting to work because right here under my desk, I have a pair of my slippers. Mike Lindell's new invention with patented fill, the MyPillow fill that, you know, he works in the pillow so well. Comfort memory foam, patented impact gel, and it has an indoor-outdoor sole for all-day use. Right now, they are on sale. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, you will see MyPillow slippers at 50% off, but only for a limited time. Plus, you'll get Mike's soft cover book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Use my promo code USA. Savings on overstock items, too, at MyPillow.com.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Did you know Mike Lindell has over 150 different items on the MyPillow website, and any of them would be great for Christmas gifts for your friends and family? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 after you've explored the MyPillow website. Use that promo code USA and save big on anything in the MyPillow website just for Christmas.
Raw and unfiltered.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back to the show. Hour number three, segment number two. Today is Wednesday, the 9th of February. Amazing how fast this year is going. Just amazing. 2022. My gosh. Where is time going? A little bit of housekeeping. If you want to reach me, it's WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot, ROOT@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. It's amazing how many emails I've gotten in the last week that said, I just found you. I never heard of you. I've never met you. I didn't know anything about you. I found you on my dial, or I saw you on Alex Jones' show, or, you know, any number of other shows they heard me on, and I decided to investigate you, and man, I think you're fantastic. And I want to hear more of you. Can't stop listening. A lot of people just discovering my show. WayneRoot@gmail.com. Love to hear from all my fans. WayneRoot@gmail.com. Not just to say, hey, love you, think the show's great, but to say, here's a topic I want you to discuss, or here's something I found out. Here's some inside scoop. That's how I found this huge story from one of my listeners and one of my fans who buys COVID antigen tests from China, directly from the manufacturer, and knows exactly what he pays to the penny. And saw the article about Biden buying millions of these antigen tests directly from China and said, oh, my God, he overpaid by $800 million. And that's where I told President Trump yesterday, you know it's a scandal. Forget about overpaying by $800 million. So he cost the taxpayers almost $1 billion in waste. That's a horrible story in and of itself because it proves, you know, they're all incompetent. It proves government doesn't care about you or your money. It's OPM, other people's money. But that's not the story. Knowing that Hunter Biden does the things he does and that Joe Biden's brother does the things he does, you know somebody, whether it was a family member or Hunter himself or the brother, or a member of the Biden administration on behalf of Joe Biden, the big guy, somebody did this and made a fortune. Somebody got a kickback. Somebody got a bribe. Nobody overpays by $800 million, even to just say, oh, it's other people's money. No way. It's what I've been saying, actually, for years now. I've been saying that, you know, when Obama was president, that the Iran deal is so bad, nobody can give away everything that a terrorist nation wants. Nobody. And even if it's other people's money, it doesn't matter. Somebody is getting rich off the Iran deal. And I said, it's got to be John Kerry. John Kerry is the lead negotiator. And maybe they're giving him $1 billion that they get back, you know, $300 billion. Whatever the numbers are, somebody's getting a kickback and a cut of all these deals. So when Joe Biden and the Biden administration overpay $800 million for antigen tests from China, let me tell you the second part of the scandal. So there's three parts, actually. Part one is it's other people's money, so are you so incompetent you wasted $800 million of the American taxpayers' money? Part number two is, did somebody in the Biden crime family take a massive kickback? And I know that's got to be true. I know that nobody wastes $800 million unless $50 million or $100 million went to somebody in the Biden administration and they kicked back a large portion of that to the Biden crime family. You know that happened. And number three, on top of all that, this is the third part of the scandal. Because this gentleman who's my fan, okay, let's call him T. This gentleman, T, knows exactly who the company is that Biden bought from. T buys directly from the manufacturer. That's why he pays a lot less. And Biden is so dumb, he bought it from company number two. Company number two is a go-between in China owned by the Communist Party of China. So either Biden is so effing stupid that instead of going direct, he went with a middleman, and he enriched the Chinese Communist Party $100 million or $200 million or $300 million. You know, if you overpay by $800 million, there's enough to go around for everybody. Maybe they kick back half of it, $400 million, to Biden himself and the Biden crime family. But either way, he enriched the Communist Party, this moron. I mean, it's a giant scandal. It's just representative of everything happening under Joe Biden. But to continue on with my housekeeping, it's WayneRoot@gmail.com. If you have some great tips, give them to me, WayneRoot@gmail.com. And my website's RootForAmerica.com, R-O-O-T, ForAmerica.com. The other big tip I have is there's going to be a convoy in the United States of 18-wheel truckers, just like Canada. And they got in touch with me, and they want to be on the show. And I'm hoping I can arrange for them to hit Las Vegas before they go on to Washington, D.C. So we're working on it. WayneRoot@gmail.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There are currently no plans to use the U.S. military to evacuate Americans from Ukraine. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby saying Americans have had ample opportunity to leave Ukraine in an orderly manner as Russia prepares for a possible invasion. President Biden and the State Department have advised Americans to exit Ukraine unless they have official diplomatic or military advisory duties. Illinois residents will soon be able to say sayonara to their masks.
On Monday, February 28th, we will lift the indoor mask requirement for the state of Illinois.
Illinois Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker saying that does not, however, apply to schools. Illinois is one of nine states still under a pandemic mask mandate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you surprised it's not Michael Jordan? It's not Scottie Pippen. It's Wayne Allyn Root. That is the music from the Bulls championship run, as a matter of fact. What is that music called? What's the name for that? Eye in the Sky. Eye in the Sky. Always love that music. Fantastic music. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko is the sponsor of this segment of the show. He developed the Zelenko Protocol, hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, zinc sulfate. It reduced hospitalization and death caused by COVID-19 by 84%. This is the same guy, the same board-certified physician, and a guy who has provided counsel to the White House and governments on four continents and hospitals and physicians and nursing homes. And he has now developed a natural formula called Z-Stack. It's a science-based formula using natural vitamins instead of drugs with terrible side effects. And Zelenko has developed this Z-Stack. It's got zinc, quercetin, vitamin C, and vitamin D3 all in one capsule. Just two capsules per day will boost your immune system and maximize your immune function. It's all built around zinc, one of the most well-known immune support ingredients in the world. And Z-Stack is GMP certified, made in the USA. And all you do is, we made it easy for you, you just go to my website, root4america.com, root4america.com, and click on the link to purchase your bottle of Z-Stack now. root4america.com, click on the link to purchase your bottle of Z-Stack now. So, Joe Biden has a new plan for dealing with a single illegal immigrants crossing the southern border. You're not going to believe this. You're not going to freaking believe this. These people need a beating. They're so dumb. You got to beat the stupidity out of them. The Biden gang is finally admitting that it's handling of hundreds of thousands of single men. By the way, I didn't even say this. I'll add it. Military age single men. Meaning these are not old men. These are not little boys. These are the most dangerous people in the world. Military age single men, because they're all criminals, and it's in the criminal sweet spot of their lives, right? If you're going to commit crimes and murder people and rape people and rob people at gunpoint or knife point, it's going to be between the ages of, like, you know, 18 and 28. And they're letting them all into the country, and they cross the border, and even Biden admits the handling is crazy. It's got to change. So guess what his new plan is? Biden's new plan is to put illegal immigrants under house arrest. What? House arrest? Where do they come up with this stuff? The solution is the border wall. The solution is deportation. The solution is never let them in the country in the first place. The solution is end birthright citizenship. But what do you mean house arrest? It just doesn't even make any sense, house arrest. So what are you going to do? Put them in there, like, find out who their relative is, and then fly them to Kansas City and let them live with their relatives in the house? That's house arrest. I don't know. I'm not even sure what it means. It's so absurd. I know that the Biden administration is also, and I didn't mention this yesterday, I was very remiss, they want to fund crack pipe distribution to advance racial equity. You heard what I said. Biden wants to give away free crack pipes. And, of course, you know, you could tell the policies that the Democrat Party stands for, they're all smoking crack from a crack pipe. These people are crazy. He wants to give away free crack pipes. Donald Trump Jr. had the best line yesterday. I wish, I'm jealous, because I should have been the one who said it. He says, let me get this straight. They want to give away free crack pipes, but they don't allow anyone to take ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine. Right? I mean, it's so startling how bad Biden is and how evil Biden is and how this country is going downhill so quickly. It's stunning. Nobody who gets COVID can get ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine because Biden won't allow you to get it, so he'll let you die. But he wants to give you a crack pipe. It's a $30 million grant program, which closed applications Monday and will begin in May, will provide funds to nonprofits and local governments to help make drug use safer for addicts. Oh, I see. So giving someone a crack pipe makes it safer. I didn't realize that. It'll be overseen by the Department of Health and Human Services, and funds are for supplies and smoking kits. And these kits will provide pipes for users to smoke crack cocaine, crystal meth, and any illicit substance. I just don't even know what to say anymore. Applications for grants are prioritized if they treat a majority of underserved communities, including African American and LGBTQ. Because this is all about advancing racial equity. You know what this is about? Democrats are the most racist people in the world. This is about killing black people. That's what this is about. He wants to kill off all the black people. Give them free crack pipes, and give gay people free crack pipes, give transgenders free crack pipes, and let's kill them all. That's what he must be saying. Because if you give someone a crack pipe, you're going to kill him. And he only wants to, you know, he wants to prioritize giving it to black people and other minorities and gay people. It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. And let me tell you the other aspect of it. All the money goes through nonprofits. You want to know what the definition of scam is? It's nonprofits. Nonprofits are such a scam. There isn't anything about them that's nonprofit. The reality is they're all about profit. Because you know why it's a nonprofit? You take in $1 million a year and you give yourself a salary of $975,000 and now there's no money left. It's called a nonprofit. But you gave yourself a salary of $975,000. There's nothing nonprofit about it. How crazy. How absolutely crazy is this country? The good news is there are a few people who are getting it. The Canadian truckers are getting it, and they've inspired a lot of people. Canadian truckers continue their protests today and demand Justin Trudeau's resignation and their full freedoms back. They vow to continue until Trudeau resigns or all of their freedoms are given back to them. I love it. And they're inspiring people all over the place. People are showing up. They took away their gas. They literally took away their gas. I guess police siphoned it out or disconnected their gas tanks and took them away. But the people are now coming out by the tens of thousands carrying gas tanks and fillers of gas. And they're bringing them to the truckers so that they can keep running their cab all night and they won't freeze to death. And look at what they've inspired. First of all, the Biden White House is in panic mode because they know it's coming to America. There is going to be a freedom convoy in the United States of America, and I guess they are going to eventually blockade Washington, D.C. And several of my friends told me, Wayne, you've done it. I'm the guy who wrote that you blockade the Super Bowl. And the word is they're going to start in Los Angeles over the weekend, and they're first going to start by blockading the Super Bowl. I don't know if that's true or not. I have no verification. I'm not telling you. I know that to be fact. But nobody in America wrote about it but me. And I said they should blockade the Super Bowl. And it turns out they're starting in L.A., and they're starting this weekend in L.A., so they may, in fact, do some sort of a blockade of the Super Bowl. Then they're going on to Washington, D.C. They're going to travel across the whole country. And one of the organizers contacted me and said he'd like to come on the show. And I gave him my cell phone number and said, text me right away. And so hopefully we'll get him on the show the next day or two. And look what it's inspired. Brave students across Washington State walk out of their school to protest masks in schools. The high school students said they're tired of being kicked out of class for refusing to wear a mask. We're done wearing masks. And they walked out of the class, and they started a protest in the parking lot. God, it makes me want to be 18 again, man. I would have done that. I would be leading protests in high schools all over the United States. The idea that I would walk in with no mask and my teacher would tell me, well, you have to go to the principal's office. Oh, boy, you don't know what I would say to her. You have no idea. You have no idea. I mean, it's so amazing to me that liberals are trying to kill us and suffocate us. You have no idea how bad masks are for a person. The biggest issue is vaccine mandates. But number two, distant second, but nonetheless, mask mandates are stupid. They're just dumb, and they cause more illness than they could ever protect you from. And here's an autopsy that confirms a college student died. A New York college student died from the COVID-19 vaccine. 24-year-old New York college student George Watts Jr. died on October 27th due to complications related to the Pfizer COVID shots he took in August and September. Thanks to Corning Community College's mandatory vaccination policy. And by the way, this is something I've been thinking about for a while. You know, all our politicians, it gave away our rights to sue the vaccine companies. They gave them immunity. But they didn't give away the rights to sue the bejesus out of any corporation or college that makes you take the shot. And then if you die or you get injured, we should all start class action lawsuits against all of the companies that made you vaccinate in Vegas, against all the casinos that made you vaccinate, and all the airlines that made the pilots and the flight attendants vaccinate. And don't forget the colleges like this one, this community college. Corning Community College in Corning, New York. I know that's upstate New York. I was raised in downstate New York, but I remember Corning. And And we should sue them so badly, we should take away all the colleges' money. All these colleges have made their students vaccinate. We talk all the time about, what do I talk about? How can you make the kids take a vaccine? And I'm always talking about kids who are like 5 years old and the toddlers and 10 years old. But what about all the college students? The college students had to take the vaccine in order to attend college. You know, I think there's 3 million college students in the United States that were all, therefore, forced to take the vaccine, most of them. And we should sue every one of those colleges. Time for ads. Ads from class action lawyers to sue the colleges and sue the corporations that made you take the shot that got you sick or killed you. This poor kid, George Watts Jr., discovered blood in his urine after the first shot, felt flu-like symptoms that wouldn't go away after the second shot, puffy in his face like a sinus issue, had a cough, took him to the emergency room. Father took him to the hospital twice to be given antibiotics and sent home, then began to cough up blood, experienced pain in his feet, hands, and teeth, extremely sensitive to sunlight, and then collapsed in his room and pronounced dead that morning. After an autopsy was performed, it revealed he died from COVID-19 vaccine-related myocarditis. He died from his heart exploding from the COVID vaccine, and it's happening across America. Sue him!
Awesome and amazing day. Hey there, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and we got a sweetheart deal for you. We want you to love yourself first. We're going to love your Valentine. We got a special Valentine's offer for WAR listeners only. That's right. If you've been waiting, you've been listening for over a year and hearing all of these extraordinary testimonials of people that are losing all their fat, reverse aging 20 years, getting off of all their medications, being the best they've ever been. Well, now you and your sweetheart can do it for the WAR discount. That's right. You get 40% off as a WAR listener, and your sweetheart is free from now till Valentine's Day only. So don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime offer. Log on to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com for the sweetheart deal of the century.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend Wayne Allen Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if for whatever reason you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'll tell you another thing I'm looking to write about. How do we stop the Democrats rigging the 2022 midterms? I've got so many ideas. I'm bursting at the seams with ideas how to stop rigging. But I'll tell you one really important one. When I grew up in New York, Curtis Sliwa always was the guy that had the guardian angels. Curtis Sliwa wore those red berets and the guardian angels. You could always tell them. Because they wore the same shirts, they wore the same pants, they wore the same jackets, and they wore the red beret. I almost said blue, the red beret. So if you were on a train or a subway, you'd see them coming. You'd see they always went in packs, like four, and they would guard you. They didn't have guns, they weren't allowed to have weapons, but they prevented crime. I mean, I'm sure there were times I vaguely remember where they chased criminals who had guns or knives, or they broke up a fight with guns or knives. But most of the time, their objective was just to walk down a subway platform. Four tough guys with a red beret on that would prevent someone from ever mugging you or raping you or robbing you or killing you. Because when they appear, it's like, you know, there aren't enough cops around. So we got four tough guys with red berets. So we need the Republican Party to hire like 25,000 poll watchers, and all of them will wear the same color jacket, all of them will wear the same beret, just like the guardian angels, and they will show up at every polling place in America, and they will carry bullhorns. And if they see anything that looks like election irregularity, anything that looks wrong, they will scream into the bullhorn. One guy will have a cell phone or a walkie-talkie. The other guy will have the bullhorn, and he will start screaming, there's a crime going on. There's election fraud going on. What I see looks disgusting. Stop it. Stop it. And we will just scare the bejesus and intimidate all these criminal Democrat scumbags who are stealing elections and rigging elections, and the guy with the bullhorn will scream and point out, look, it's person right over there with the, you know, the person with the brown hair, with the guy with the red hair, whatever. And then the one next to him with the cell phone will immediately call the lawyer that's in charge of that specific guardian angel type of cell. I don't mean to use a word that reminds you of terrorist cells, but it's a cell, meaning it's, you know, 10 people in this cell, 10 in the other, 10 in the other. You know, this one in the Southern District of Wisconsin, this one in the Northern District of Michigan, everyone gets assigned an area. And if you're in that group, let's call it a group, if you're in that group, there's an election lawyer expert who's in charge of that group. You will call them on the phone and tell them to get down here. There's a crime being committed right now. And what it should be is one guy with a bullhorn, one guy with a cell phone, and one guy with a video camera. and you video record everything going on. The bullhorn screams at him, and the cell phone guy calls the lawyers to get the lawyers down here fast. Lawyers with security guards. And that's how we're going to protect elections for the moment, for the moment. And then, of course, after we win and get a Republican House and a Republican Senate, and after then Trump is reelected in 2024, then in 2025, the very first thing Trump should do is get voter ID passed. If you have a Republican Senate, a Republican House, and a Republican president, you've got to get voter ID for federal elections. And you've got to ban mail-in ballots for anyone who isn't, you know, crippled or disabled or out of the country. You've got to ban ballot harvesting. You've got to ban ballot boxes. You've got to ban counting ballots after maybe 10 p.m. on election night. You know, whoever wins on election night wins the election, period. You got to ban ballot counting machines, the machines that count check if the signature is verified. Ban that. It's got to be done by hand. No one can ever use a machine again to verify signatures. It doesn't work. You've got to guarantee equity. Talk about the equity that Biden... We got to guarantee equity. And you say, what do you mean? Equity in the voting centers. There's got to always be a Republican watching. Always got to be. You cannot count ballots without one Republican and one Democrat there, and maybe one independent there. And they can never leave you outside again and put pizza boxes on the windows. And then you have to have guards stationed outside the vote counting centers so nobody can ever drop ballots off at 3 o'clock in the morning ever again. A guard has to stay there. And by the way, it shouldn't matter. Because after midnight, the election should be over. Unless I guess sometimes it does take time to count all the ballots. But I don't know. When I was a kid, elections were always decided on the night. They weren't. You didn't have to wait 3 days or 4 days or a week to find out because there weren't thousands and thousands or millions of absentee ballots. Everybody's went and voted. And then one other idea I like. You should ban early voting. This early voting is the worst thing I've ever heard in my entire life. It makes no sense. You hear me typing because I'm writing all this up as I'm talking about it with you. Ban early voting and make Election Day a national holiday. I think that's a good idea. Everybody should vote on the same day in person. Everyone votes in person on one day, and it's a national holiday. So no one can tell me that I did something against minorities or black people. What, are you kidding me? Everybody can vote on Election Day. But no one should vote for 3 weeks or 4 weeks before an election. If you can't get out on Election Day and vote, then you shouldn't be voting. So that's how I would make elections fair and safe and honest again. But the important thing is this guardian angel idea, and I was inspired with this idea by my great friend Matt, who I grew up with in New York. And Matt said, guardian angels, Wayne, guardian angels. Remember New York? Guardian angels. Now, I'm telling you, that's the way to go, except we'll call them Republican angels. I don't know, GOP angels. Whatever they are, they're going to be at every polling place, one with a bullhorn, one with a cell phone to report to his leader of his group. Each group has their own lawyer, leader, and security force. And number three is, bullhorn, cell phone, and a video camera. Got to have a video camera to film the illegal things going on. All of those. That's the way I would safeguard elections. All right, Wayne Allyn-Root, we're done for the night. We will see you tomorrow, mañana. I see you every day, right? I rarely miss a show. Unless I've got a speech somewhere coming up. I've got a couple of speeches around the country. But I'll see you tomorrow. Have a great night. Always, God bless every one of you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.